be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We celebrate today the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We can enter into a little bit what the joy of Joachim and Anne must have been like on that day. We can also enter into the joy of what it would have been like for the eternal Son of God to be looking at the birth of the one who would give birth to him according to his humanity in that gospel scene that we've just heard. St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians tells us that God the Father had chosen us before the foundation of the world to be holy and immaculate in his sight. That before even time existed, God already had a plan for us to be holy and immaculate. And how could Mary not be the icon of that plan that he wanted for all his sons and daughters? In today's first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the apostle tells us that those whom God foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. God foreknew the Blessed Virgin and predestined her to be conformed to the image of the one who would become the blessed fruit of her immaculate womb. Her entire life can be understood in terms of that conformity, that literally shaping together. Her fiat would be echoed by his. Her magnificat and her joy would find residence in the joy that he was and came to give to all of us. Her desire to work a miracle for a young couple in Cana of Galilee became his command and became his hour. Her own heart was pierced with a sword at the very same time that his was pierced with a lance. And now his glory radiates through her forever. There's an incredible conformation that has taken place between Mary and Jesus. Mary was conformed to Jesus who would come, and Jesus in his humanity was conformed to Mary's earthly nature. This great interplay between the two, and should leave us today filled with wonder. A lot of the times when we celebrate birthdays, when we celebrate it rightly, it's a day for us to give great gratitude to God for the gift of life, to recognize the real preciousness of life. But today's Mary's birthday teaches us about something even more important than that gratitude. We see from today's gospel that Mary was born clearly with a purpose. Reason why we have this gospel of the birth of Jesus to celebrate the birth of Mary is because it's clear that Mary, whom God foreknew from before the foundation of the world, was given the vocation and the mission to be the mother of the Son of God according to his humanity. And it's key for us on a feast day of a birth of Mary or birth of John the Baptist or birth of Jesus to ponder that our birth likewise has a purpose. And that purpose is not determined by us. It's a given. And the real fruitfulness of a human life is when we discover that purpose and align ourselves, body and soul, to it. What's the purpose of our life? Some things we're never going to be able to imitate the Blessed Virgin. We're never going to be able to imitate her Immaculate Conception. We're never going to be able to imitate her virginal conception of Jesus and virginal birth. We're never going to be able to breastfeed the Son of God. We're never going to be assumed body and soul while time still ticks into heaven. Our soul, we hope, but not our body. But there are many things on which we can emulate the Blessed Virgin. And the most important is in the purpose of our life, which is identical to hers. It's to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. Today, as we celebrate Mary's birthday, the gift she would like most from us is for us to allow her to help us to conform ourselves entirely to her Son, as she always sought to be by God's help, to conform ourselves to His holy word, just like she did. As we pray before every Mass in the Angelus, Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Let it be done to me according to your word. Let my whole life develop in confirmation with this revelation about who you are, Lord, and about who I am called to be in you. Mary wants to help us to conform ourselves to her Son in His holiness, to conform ourselves to her Son in His joy, to conform ourselves to her Son in the mission of spreading the good news about God's love for us, to conform ourselves to Him in His morality and virtue, to conform ourselves to Him in His suffering for the sake of the salvation of the world, to conform ourselves to the newness of life He wishes to give us even here through our participation in His resurrection. The great way in which we imitate Mary in conforming ourselves to her Son happens here at Mass, when the Word is announced and the Word is made flesh. The same Jesus whom she was privileged to be the mother of, whom she was privileged to gestate, whom she was privileged to give birth to, whom she was privileged to nourish and to raise, we're about to receive within us the very same Jesus. The only thing that's different is the appearances. Mary wants to help us to do this. St. John Paul II used to always say that our Amen here at Mass to Jesus in Holy Communion is the echo of Mary's Fiat at the Annunciation. And that same Jesus comes within us, and He's meant to grow within us, to become part of us and our part of Him, so that eventually He grows to such a degree that we can't hold Him within, but like Mary, that we're bursting to give Him to the light. Today, as we celebrate Mary's birth, we thank God for all the graces He gave her. We ask the Lord to help us to receive the graces that she, with open hands, wants to pour down upon us. And I'll never be able to forget that image of Our Lady the Miraculous Medal. She's got certain rings on her fingers. Some of them are shining and golden, others are black. And when St. Catherine Laboure asked what the difference was, the golden rings were the graces that God had placed in her hands that her sons and daughters had received and acted according to. But the black rings were all those graces she was trying to pour out that we never received and corresponded to. Today, Mary wants to give us her own Son, the greatest grace of all. May we receive this grace, not just in a routine way, but to recognize that this great blessing is given to us so that we can conform ourselves entirely to Him who wants to help us on the inside to do so. This is what made Mary great, and this is the purpose for which we were born. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.